All right, Christopher, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and there are many events and festivals and things in the Carolinas this time of year, but one of the ones that we all look forward to every year, if for no other reason, the Epicurean Delights, the Greek Festival.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. The Asu Greek Festival is one of my favorite times in Charlotte's festival scene. And today we have George and John joining us from Holy Trinity to discuss the Greek Festival that is coming up before we know it. How are you doing today?
We're doing good, Don and Christopher. We're just excited to be on the show today to talk about the Asu Festival.
Great.
Well, now for me, this is a festival of food, but it's really more than that, isn't it? It's a real celebration of your Greek heritage.
You know, I'll tell you. So if we go back to the beginnings of the Asu Greek Festival, we're actually on to our 41st Asu Greek Festival. So we started these in 1978. And at that time, leading up before we had a Greek festival, we used to have what we call a Greek night here that we would just have, you know, community come by, and that kind of grew and grew. And so we decided to start having a festival for the Charlotte community. And over the years, it's just grown so big. And in my opinion, one of the better festivals that Charlotte puts on each year. But it started with an opportunity to kind of give back to our neighborhood community, the Dilworth community and the greater Charlotte community. But it was a great opportunity for us to be able to share our culture, you know, the dancing, all the activities our kids do. It's a good opportunity for us to share the food. I know that's me personally. That's my favorite part of the festival is the food. A lot of work goes into to the stuff that touches your taste buds when you come here, that's for sure.
Oh, I can imagine. And one of the things a couple years ago that touched my taste buds was a baklava sundae. And, you know, I don't know that I had heard of a baklava sundae before, and so sure, let's order it to see what it is. Oh, my goodness, it was heavenly.
You know, I'll tell you what, that's one of the products I have to try to avoid because they're so delicious.
So delicious.
But, I mean, how can you beat baklava that's chopped up and put on top of vanilla ice cream? I mean, that's a tough combination to beat.
There is nothing in that bowl that I do not love.
Right. I will say lukomazis, as you're talking about kind of Greek desserts. The baklava sundae is a big hit, but I tend to default to our lukomazis, which are basically little small Greek donut bowls. Balls that are dipped in honey and powdered sugar. Oh, my goodness, they're delicious.
Well, the Greek aren't afraid to put honey on a product, that's for sure, and that's a product that's hard to argue with on anything from your finger on. Good on Southern biscuits or whatever, but my goodness, the food is just tremendous. I mean, so many different things, and, you know, you feel like you need to take two appetites just to go down through there one time.
Well, and
yeah, I would encourage to spend some time here, eat when you get here, take that break you're talking about, and then dive into the desserts. Desserts is probably one of the things that stands out the most, for sure.
It's one of those things, eat dessert first, right?
There you go. Eat it first and eat it often.
There you go. Now kind of give us a rundown of the schedule of events and things.
Okay, so we're the festival always takes place the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday after Labor Day Monday. So this year, the festival is going to start on September the 6th, and that's a Thursday, and then it's going to run until September 9th, which is a Sunday. On Thursday, we open at 11 a.m. and close at 9 p.m. On Friday and Saturday, we open at 11 a.m. and we close at 10 p.m. And then on Sunday, we run from noon until 8 o'clock at night. Admission to the festival, it's $3 a ticket to get in. Kids under the ages of 12 get in for free. In addition, anyone that rides the Lynx system, whether it's light rail or bus, and shows us their Lynx ticket, they get in for free as well for that weekend. Parking is a challenge. You know, we're in a pretty dense area. So anybody that uses the public transportation is really doing the neighborhood a favor, and we give you free entry to the festival. In addition to that, any military members, ex-military or current military, also get free admission into the festival.
Well, and recently I was down East Boulevard, so just to put it out there, Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Cathedral at 600 East Boulevard. But I was recently down East Boulevard and saw the tents that have already been set up. I mean, I was impressed. So logistically, what goes into and how far do y'all have to start preparing for everything, the food, the exhibits, the dances?
I'll tell you that the tents that you saw, we always get those up 2-3 weeks before the festival starts, just so we can get everything laid out. The amount of people that come through the Yasu Festival is extreme. I mean, we see anywhere from 35,000 to 45,000 people over the course of those 4 days. That's our best guess estimate. But it's one of the busiest Greek festivals in the country. So as you can imagine, it's a huge undertaking. So we have a variety of groups here at our church, that some that are working year round on things. But as you look at, for example, the pastries, which is one of the main components food wise of our festival here, we have a ladies group here at our church called the Philoptochos. And those ladies, along with assistance from their husbands and other people here at the church, they make all those pastries that you see. So when you're eating a piece of baklava, that's not a piece of baklava that we bought from a distributor, pulled out of a freezer and thawed. We're literally making that from scratch. And so it's funny to see, you can come in here, like, for example, last weekend was actually the weekend that they made the baklava for the festival. And to see the number of people that are in here working to pull that off is heartwarming and incredible, because it's a lot of work. But the other activities we have here, one of the other main things that our patrons always enjoy is the Greek music and the Greek folk dancing. We have a very highly developed dance program here at Holy Trinity. We have about 300 to 350 kids that participate in our dance program, and they start from kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade, and then we even have a group that we call our young adult group that dance. And so they'll take up about half the stage time here at the festival, but they're all up there. I mean, my kids take part, my buddy George sitting next to me, his kids take part. But they've been practicing for months, the dances and songs and things of that nature to be ready specifically for the festival.
Tell us about those traditional costumes that they wear.
So each grade level kind of has an instructor that is responsible for that grade level. And so they determine what music is going to be played. And music is usually specific to certain regions within Greece. And so you'll also have variations in costumes. What you might see in northern Greece might be different than what you see in southern Greece. And so we try to have the costumes match the music and the area that dance and song came from. And those costumes, the majority of them are actually made by our parishioners. You know, we have seamstresses that are members of our church here, and they put in a lot of work to make those uniforms work for us. But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. But it's very, very authentic, I will tell you that.
Well, it's a great celebration of the Greek culture here in Charlotte, and it's something that we all look forward to every year. And I'm sure everybody in the Greek community has a huge sigh of relief when it's all done and cleaned up.
I'll tell you what, there's as much effort put into the breakdown and the post-festival work as there is almost in the pre-festival work. The thing is, nobody's wanting to do it the Monday after we close because everybody's dead exhausted.
Well, on behalf of Christopher and I, a special thank you to those ladies making that baklava, because we will be there face down in the baklava, I assure you. All right, thanks again, and we will see you at the Greek Festival. The dates again, Christopher?
September 6th through 9th, going from Thursday through Sunday on East Boulevard.
All right, so that's 6 meals and 3 snacks for us, so we will see you at the Greek Festival.
All dessert.
Here on the Carolina Outdoors.